Okay, good morning. Today is Pesachim Daf Tesvav. We are in the sugya of Chanina Skana Kohanim, which is all about Tum V'Tara, and we are on Yudal Amud Beis by the two Batats, which says Amar Avi Meir. Let's just remember where we are. So the Mishnah basically had three sections. You had Rav Chanina and Rav Akiva, and then we had this third section of the Mishnah, which was Rav Meir, who says the words Midivrehem, from these words. From these words, we learn that we can burn Truma Tahora with the chametz, with truma tameya, that's chametz, so you can burn them. So even though you'll make the truma that was tahor, you're going to make it impure by burning it together with the truma that is tameh. So the question is going to be is, what is midivreyim? Whose words does Rav Meir pull this out from? And then Rav Yossi in the Mishnah rejects that comparison. So the Gemara is going to have five possibilities of what midivreyim means. We're going to reject three of them. We're going to maintain options three and option five. And then Rav Yochanan is going to say that Rav Yossi agrees that even that after the seventh hour, when chametz is completely asur midaraisa, after the seventh hour, then even Rav Yossi is going to agree you can burn the truma tahora with the truma tameya, and then we're going to try to figure out which position of Rav Meir fits best with Rav Yochanan, with Rav Yossi then agreeing about the seventh hour. So that's basically the layout, the outline of the daf. And we'll pick up by Amar Rav Meir. So Amar Rav Meir. Rav Meir said, "Midivreim lamadnu." From their words, we're trying to figure out whose words. From their words, we learned that we burn truma tahora in tameya on Pesach. So midivreim deman. Whose words? Ilema midivrei Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim. Maybe he's extrapolating it from the words of Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim. What did Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim say? He permitted burning meat that was a shlishi l'tuma together with meat that was a rishon l'tuma, even though you're adding to the shlishi by making it now into a sheni. So just like we don't care about adding a level of tuma to the meat, we just don't care about adding tuma to the truma. So the Gemara says that midami, but that's not comparable, because hasam there by the meats in Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim's case, they're both tamei, right? Tamei, the meat is tamei no matter what. It's just a question of raising the level of tuma. Here in our case, in the case of Rav Meir, Hacha tahor v'tamei, the truma is initially completely pure. So it's a much bigger leap to say that you can take something that's completely pure and make it impure, to say that you can learn that out, you can extrapolate that from something where we say we can take something that's tamei and make it a little more tamei. It's a leap, because this is something that's completely pure. So that's the rejection. That was a potential case number one, rejected. Elamit of Rabbi Kiva. Maybe the brain means in the words of Rabbi Kiva. What did Rabbi Kiva allow you to do? Rabbi Kiva allowed you to take shemen, oil, that it was a shlish l'tuma, because it was touched by a tevil yom, who was a sheni, and he allowed you to burn the shemen in a candle that was an avla tuma, and this way making it a rishon l'tuma. You brought it all up to, you brought it up two levels. But there also, the Gemara says, mi dameh, hasam pasal tameh, hacha tahor tameh. In our case, in the case of Rav Meir, you're taking something that's completely tahor and making it tameh. By the case of Rabbi Kiva, what do you have? You have this oil. The oil we're assuming is truma oil. So you have this oil. It's a shlishi. So granted, it can't project truma any further. So it's not considered tame. It's what's called pasul. But it's much easier to say that I can take something that's already pasul because it already has an impurity, and I can raise it to a higher level of impurity. It's the same answer we gave before. But over here, to take something that's completely tahor and to make that tame, who says you can learn? You can extrapolate that. So that's rejection number two. So the Mishnah says, okay, Nema, maybe Gemara says, Nema, let's say, Kasav Rabbi Meir, that Rav Meir is going to hold, we're going to go like this, that in our Mishnah, going back to Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim. So again, Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim had a case where you raised a shlishi into a sheni. So let's say that Masnisin, Ba'ava Tumu D'Oraisa, that the Mishnah was dealing out a case where there was an Ava Tumu D'Oraisa. No, because that was a case. That's not the case we're talking about, right? Nema kesavah Rabbi Meir masnisin is talking about the meat. The meat is chanina skana kohanim, right? Masnisin ba avatum with deraisa. So therefore, there was an avatum that was with deraisa. It touched the meat, which became a rishon ubasar vlad tum with rabbanon. And the meat that comes in contact with the rishon is a shlishi mid rabbanon. So therefore, the shlit, which means midoraisa to orma alya, so which means the meat midoraisa on a Torah level is completely tahor, And Chaninas Kana Kohanim is allowing you to take this, quote, Tahor D'Oraisa meat and burn it together with the Rishon. So you're taking something that's on a Torah level pure and allowing it to become impure by burning it with the meat. That's exactly our case. And what would Midivrayim mean? It would mean Midivrei Rebbe Chaninas Kana Kohanim. That would line up exactly with our case of the Truma. We have the Truma, let's see, right? The Truma is Tahor, right? It's going to be in the sixth hour. So in the 6 hours, only Asur Midorabanan, really, to be eaten, really Midoraisa, you're allowed to eat chametz in the 6th hour. We had the whole Gemara the other day, and why we make the stakanas earlier. So Midoraisa, this truma is pure. And this pure truma is now being allowed to be burnt with tamei truma. Well, that's exactly the case of Rechanina Skana Kohanim, if you say this answer. If Rechanina Skana Kohanim is talking about a case where the first meat is a Rishon Midoraisa, and the second meat is really Tahor D'Oraisa, but it's only a Shlishi Midrabanan, where you're taking something that's really pure and making it impure. So they can extrapolate from that to the case of Rav Meir, where you're taking the Truma that's really pure and making it impure. That's potential number three, and that sticks. That sticks. We don't reject that. So now the Gemara brings another potential explanation of Rav Meir. So Amar Reish Lakish, Mishum Bar Kapara. No, Masnisim Ba'ava Tumah D'Oraisa, Vlada Tumah D'Oraisa. Our Mishnah, because it's difficult to say a little bit, that the Mishnah doesn't make a distinction between the Tumahs. One's the D'Oraisa, one's the Rabbanan. So the Mishnah says, no, forget that. We're talking about an Ava Tumah Rabbanan, and therefore the meat that touched it is a Rishon, Ava Tumah D'Oraisa, and the Rishon who touched it is a Rishon, and the thing that touches is a Rishon Tumah D'Oraisa, and it touches Vlada Tumah D'Oraisa, and it touches a Shlishimi D'Oraisa. It touches something that's D'Oraisa. Umay midivrayim. So what's midivrayim? If that's the case, what's midivrayim? Again, there it's tamei and tamei. In our case, it's tahor and tamei. So what's midivrayim? He says midivrayim is midivrei Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. He learns it out from Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, so who's Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua? Which case is that talking about? Where does that come from? So the Gemara asks, "Hi, Rabbi Yeshua. Which Rabbi Yeshua is it?" So, hi, Rabbi Yeshua. Ilena Meha. What maybe it learns out from the following case. Hi, Rabbi Yeshua. From the following case of Rabbi Yeshua. The Tzan, we have a Mishnah in Trumos. So we have a Chavis Shel Truma, Shenolid La Suffik Truma. So I have a barrel filled with Truma, and we have a Suffik now whether a Tame got touched by somebody who's Tame. So Rashi says the case would be, we know that a Tame person walked in to the area where this Chavis was, and we have a suffix as to whether or not he touched the truma or not. Tosfos and Rishon don't like that because that's an easy answer. Where did the suffix take place? If it took place from Shusay Yachid, suffix tumor Shusay Yachid is Tamei. If it took place from Shusay Ravim, suffix tumor Shusay Ravim is Tahor. So what's the Shaila? So Tosfos, Rabbeinu David, they bring down the case. The possibility is that we had two barrels of, we can answer for Rashi, or you can say you had two barrels of truma. We know that a Sheretz went in. We know it touched one. We don't know which one it touched. So even though that's a suffix, the suffix tuma in the Rishus HaYachid, that doesn't fit the paradigm when we learn suffix tuma from, because the suffix tuma Rishus HaYachid, we learned that from Sota, that's only one possibility of Tamei, here's a possibility of one or the other. So therefore they would say that case would be a suffix. So whatever the case may be, we have this barrel of truma, and we have a suffix as to whether or not it became Tamei. So, the problem is, what do we do with this suffix truma? We know that he's supposed to protect truma from becoming tamei. Now that I have something that's already a suffix of being tamei, do I need to protect it or not? So comes Rabbi Eliezer and says, yeah, we're going to protect this truma as if it's tahor. So he says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im haisa munachas b'makom ha-torfa, if this chavis was in some open area, which is not guarded, it's not watched, you got better move it to a guarded place. In Haisa Magula, if it was uncovered, Yichasena, you cover it up. Now, we see no matter what, we're concerned and we have to guard it from potentially contracting tumor. Even though there's a suffix tumor here, we view it as, in this instance, we view it as it's not tamei, so we have to protect it. Rabbi Shua says, in Haisa Munachas Makam Mutzna Yichasena, if it's in this open area, leave it there, who cares? Right, if it's b'makom ha-torfa, if it's in a case that's unguarded, If it's in a guarded place, you have permission to even move it to Makom HaTorfa. You don't have to, but if you want to, you can move it to an unguarded place. And Im Haisar B'Chasa, if Mechusa, even if it was covered, you can uncover it. Because he says, leave it unprotected. What do I care now? It's already out of the realm. I can't eat it anymore. It's suffered Truma, and the Truma, so I can't eat it. So you can leave it unprotected. So I don't care. If something's already a suffix, I don't care. So maybe what we're saying here is that Rav Meir learns from Rav Shua, who says that you're permitted to be, to leave unguarded the suffix Truma. So maybe Rav Meir learns from there that you're permitted to be Matame, the Truma Tahora, in the sixth hour. Because once it's already Isser with the Isser Chametz, right, the Rabbanan, Isser Chametz, and it has to be destroyed, so it's already something that has to be destroyed, so what do I care anymore? Just like I don't care about the Truma in the barrel, I don't care about the Chametz, the Truma here that's going to be burnt. So Mar says, no, be dummy, there's no difference. Again, this is option number four that we're rejecting, and we're going to reject the comparison here, because there's a big difference. In our case meaning the Mishnah, what would you have to do? You'd have to take it with your hands and burn it together. You would do an action. What's Rabbi Yeshua telling you to do? Just leave it. You're not putting more tamei into it. You're leaving it uncovered. You may cause it to become tamei, but you're not actively being the tamei it. So that's what he says. He says, me dummy, hasam over there, where Rabbi Yeshua, grama ba'alma. It's just a grama, right? It's causation. But hacha b'yadayim. Our Mishnah will be a case of b'yadayim, of actively making something tamei. So maybe there's no comparison. We reject number four. We still have number three. Remember, number three was the answer of, I guess it was the answer of, oh, it was a Stam answer, just a Stam Gemara, who said that Rav Meir holds that Ruchanina Pesachana Kohanim is talking about a case where the Vlada Tum in our Mishnah is the Rabbanan. And therefore that allows you, and since Ruchanina Pesachana Kohanim allows you to burn this Rabbanan, this thing that's Tamei Midorabanan, with something that's Tamei Doraisa, so to allow you to burn the Truma, which is Tamei Dorabanan, which is inedible Dorabanan, to burn it with something that's Tamei. So the Gemara says, number five, this is number five, which is going to stick also, Ella Ha Rabbi Yeshua. What's the Rabbi Yeshua that Reish Lakish said? The Tznan. We have another Mishnah in Trumos. So Chavish Shel Truma, Shenishbara Begat HaElyona, Vitachtona Chulin Tamein. So right, you have the wine press, so that, I don't know why they did this, it's dangerous. The top level of the wine press is a barrel of Tahor Truma wine. On the bottom of the wine press, on the second level, is Chulin wine, that's Tameh. And what happens is the barrel on the top breaks, so now the Tahor Truma wine is flowing into the Tameh Chulin wine. Now, chulin wine that's tamei is no big deal. If you're tamei, you can drink chulin wine. There's no isser. There's no problem with it. But there is a problem with allowing truma to become tamei. So if you allow the wine to flow into the lower level, what you're going to be doing is allowing truma, tar truma, to become tamei. And that becomes a problem twofold. Number one, the truma becomes tamei. You can't drink it. And the chulin has a problem now, because now it's chulin and truma mixed together. So before you were able to drink the chulin, and now you won't be able to drink the chulin. So granted, if you can plug the hole. If you can find Tahor Kalim to catch the Tahor wine that's falling, do that. You don't have either of those options. The only thing you can potentially find is a Tamei Kli to catch the wine. So what you're doing is you have wine that's going to become Tamei anyway, and can you catch that wine to prevent it from falling into the Chulin, which would then which prevents a loss to the Chulin. So Gemara says, got that? So Gemara says as follows, it's Tznan, again, Chavish or Truma, Shenishbar Begat Elyona, V'tachtona Chulin Temeyim. So Molde Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua both agree, She'im Yochol Lahatzel Mimeno Revius B'tahara Yatzil. If at any point in time you can go ahead and find a barrel that's Tahor to save the wine that's coming down, even if it's only Revius, go do it. Go save the wine. Tosos goes on, what do you mean a Revius? What's the shear? Okay, we'll leave that for a different time. V'im Lav, but if you cannot find Tahor Kalim, and now the Truma is falling into the Chulin, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Teirei V'titamei, V'al Yitmeh En Abiyad. Rabbi Lezer says, what are you supposed to do? Let it flow by itself. Do not bring a Tamei Kali to catch the wine, thereby you would be actively be Metamei the wine. Let the wine flow down, and it become Tamei with the wine on the bottom by itself. You'd be passive. That's what Rabbi Lezer says. Rabbi Shua Omer, Rabbi Shua says, no, Af Yitmeh En Abiyad. Go ahead and get a Tamei Kli, and catch the wine that's flowing, even though that you'll be causing, be a dayim, the wine to become a, because there's no problem here, because it's not an issur of you making truma tame, it's going to become tame no matter what. It's either you're going to do it, or it's going to fall into the wine. It's going to be tame no matter what. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, you allow it to be metame b'yadayim, truma, that eventually is going to be destroyed anyway. So too, Rav Meir learns. In our case, in the Mishnah, we have this truma, this chametz truma, in the sixth hour. Burn it with the chametz tomato. What's the big deal? In an hour from now, it's going to be destroyed anyway. Right? Honestly, so maybe eat it now. Why do you have to burn it? But okay.
In the case of the wine press, the truma is on top.
Yeah.
I thought you said it was chulun on the bottom.
Chulun's on the bottom.
So you're going to catch the chulun.
No.
The truma is correct.
The truma is flowing down from one level of the oppressant to the lower level. I don't have a picture of it, but one level oppressant to the lower level oppressant. So that's what's. So if you're going to leave it, it's going to flow by itself and be destroyed. So you see from here, Rav Meir is learning from Rabbi Yeshua that if the truma is so fully ibud, is eventually going to be destroyed anyway, then you can destroy it b'yadayim. So just like he allowed you to catch the truma with the kli in that Mishnah Trumos, Rav Meir extrapolates and says, I'm allowing you to burn the truma tahora with the truma tumeya on Erev Pesach. Okay.
Why is there not the option to save the chulin and let the... I mean, if the truma is going to have to be destroyed anyway, then isn't it better to try and save the chulin by draining that off?
I guess so, but how much... But it's flowing already. It's not like... What are you going to do? You already have the truma being... Right, I guess. I don't know. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, because we have to just go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Rav Meir learned midivrehem. But this isn't midivrehem. Midivrehem is plural. Here he's learning midivrehem Rav Yeshua. Well, that's an easy answer. Gemara says, Ihachi, hai midivrehem, midivarav miboile. It should have just said midivarav. Gemara says, no, hachi kamar. Midivrehem means from their words or their machlokas. Mi machlokosan shu Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. From their words of Rabbi Yeshua and from the machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer, from their words and their machlokas, that's where he learns this out. So now the Gemara tries to prove that this sticks. This is answer number five. This sticks. Number three, number five stick. And it's important to know that three and five stick, because now we're going to have to go back. Rabbi Yossi then says to Rav Meir, no, it's not comparable. So which case is he saying it's not comparable? Because he's only options three and five remain, so we have to go discuss three and five. Gemara says, Dekanami, Dekatani, it says in the continuation of our Mishnah, Modi Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. It says that Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree, meaning all of a sudden Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua appear in our Mishnah out of nowhere. Why are they appearing out of our Mishnah? Must be because Rav Meir was discussing Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. B'chein Rav Nachman Am Rabba Ravua, and so too Rav Nachman says in the name of Rabba Ravua, Masnisin, our Mishnah is not like the case number three. Our Mishnah is Ba'avatum Daraisa, Vladatum Daraisa. Our Mishnah is Rav Chanin Skana Kohanim talking about an Avat, a Daraisa, Daraisa, and Rav Meir is not extrapolating from them, because that was Tame Tame, in our case is Tara Tame. Umay Midivrayim, what does Midivrayim mean? It means Midivrei Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, from the words of Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, fine. Now we figured out where Rabbi Meir learns out his din, that you can burn the Truma Tomeya with the Truma Tahora. Now, Rava asks, Esri Rava Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi in our Mishnah then says, Ein Hanidom Dom El Araya. He says, what you're comparing is apples and oranges. It doesn't fit. You're comparing either case three or case five to the case of the Chametz on the Truma on Erev Pesach. Yes, Shekein Heidu Rabosenu. Because our rabbis testified. Al-Mahayidu, what did they testify? This is now Rabbi Yossi in a Brisa, which is much longer than what Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah just says, Einu Min Amida. Here Rabbi Yossi is longer. And he says, Al-Mahayidu, what did they testify? Im al-Basar shenitma bevladatuma, shesofrim osuim basar shenitma beavatuma, that you can take this Tamei meat on level 3 and burn it together with Tamei meat on level 1, right? That's not a right. That you can't compare with us. Because Zeh Tamei v'Zeh Tamei. So you can't learn it out from Chanina Skana Kohanim. V'imal Shemen Shenifsa B'Tvul Yom Shemadlik Nosim Ner Shenit B'Tamei Meisif. But you learn it out from Rabbi Akiva's case about the oil that is a Tvul Yom that gets Tamei. Sorry, the first case is a Shlishi. Yeah. Right, the Chanina Skana Kohanim we said ended up being a Shlishi into a Rishon. The Shani, because it could touch the Rishon. Okay. What? Because one was with the Cheref HaRei Kuchel case. Right. Okay. So in the candle case, email shemesh nisim b'tul yom shemelikum meloso b'nesh nipim b'tamavais, zeh pasul zeh tamei. Again, that's a problem, because this is pasul, and this is tamei. In our case, the truma is both tamei tamei. But af anu modim, and we agree, right, b'truma shenitma b'vlad tumah, that truma that became tamei with the vlad tumah, okay, shesofen also im truma shenitma b'ava tumah. If truma is tamei, it can be burned with other truma that's tamei. Aval heyach nisrof, how would you an Erev Pesach burn tluya imatemeya, some that's suffek tamei, or some that's in abeyance, like this truma in the 6 hour, it's in nowhere's land yet. Im hatemeya, you won't be able to burn that, because shema yavol yov yitarena, because maybe yavol will come and be mitarit. So too, how can you say that you can burn tamei, you know, tahor truma on Erev Pesach? But the point is, Rabbi Yossi goes through the options of where Rav Meir learned his din from, and the only options he provides, don't learn it out from Kaniskana Kohanim, and don't learn it out from Rabbi Kiva. So you see that Rabbi Yossi learned, that Rav Meir learned this all out from Kaniskana Kohanim, or from Rabbi Kiva. And we just went through this whole thing saying that Rabbi Meir learned it out from Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua. That's not the conversation they had in the base measures. So what's going on? And then Rabbi Yossi just continues with the Brisa that has the case of Pigel, which is a carbon that was shechted, and you had in mind to throw the blood, or to eat the meat, or to be makdir, or to burn anything, chutz lezmano, or chutz mkomo, right? That chutz lezmano is pigel, chutz mkomo is pasul. You had the wrong intent on the carbon. The hanosar, or carbon that something that you're allowed to eat was left beyond the allotted time. And v'atameh, or carbon that became tameh. All these are pasul and need to be burnt. Beishameh omrim ein nisrafim ka'achas. We don't burn them together. Right, you don't, each one is burnt separately, because I guess you're not allowed to actively be matame kachim. So by putting them all together, you're going to be matame them with the other items tumah. And Rabbi Hillel says no problem, it's farm keechad, because you can burn them all together. Fine, and this will be explained a little later on. Now, the isal kadaitach, and if you think Rav Meir midivri Rabbi Shua ka'amar, if you're telling me, we were Rav Nachman, answer number five. If answer number five is telling me that Rav Meir learned out his words from Rabbi Yeshua, so why is Rabbi Yossi arguing with him from the Chanin Niskan HaKohanim and from Rabbi Akiva? He's not even talking to what they're talking across each other. Right? Isak Adaita and Rabbi Meir, Medivri Rabbi Yeshua Kamar, Amai Mahardele. Why is he Amai Mahardele Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanin Niskan HaKohanim and from Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Nachman says, Rabbi Yossi Lav Adaita. Rabbi Yossi didn't understand what Rabbi Meir was saying. That's, we didn't. Rabbi Yossi didn't either. Rabbi Yossi didn't know. Who savar, he thought, Rav Meir that learnt out, when Rav Meir said midivrayim, it was midir Rabbi Chanin Niskana Kohanim kamarle, that he learnt it out from Rabbi Chanin Niskana Kohanim. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says that's not comparable, because Rabbi Chanin Niskana Kohanim is a case of Tamei and Tamei, and we're a case of Tahor and Tamei. So he said, va'amarle, and Rav Meir says back to Rabbi Yossi, Ani ana mimi Rav Meir midir Rabbi Yeshua kamina. I learnt it out from Rabbi Yeshua, not Rabbi Chanin Niskana Kohanim. And then Rabbi Yossi responds back, Vafil Rabbi Yeshua, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, Nami Enahimiya Minamida. It's also not comparable. We'll get to that in a moment. Right, Taha, because he says, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, agree, the Hamode, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua agrees to Rabbi Lezer, Shesorev Zobut Neyatzma, Vizobut Neyatzma. You have to burn Truma Torah by itself, and you have to burn the Truma Temeya by itself on Erev Pesach. The Gemara says, am I enemy minamida? What's Rabbi Yossi's argument to tell me that these are comparable cases? Mido midahi. It's the exact same thing. If Rabbi Meir is learning from Rabbi Yeshua, it's the exact same thing. Rabbi Yeshua allows something that's eventually going to be destroyed to be burnt and destroyed right now anyway. So he will allow you on the Erev Pesach to destroy the Truma Torah with the Truma Temeya. I don't care that's going to be Kotame. It's going to be destroyed anyway because it's Chametz. So it's minamida. So the Gemara says, no, Shani Hassam, the din is by maybe, and this is somebody mentioned before, the din also is over there, maybe Rabbi Shu allows it in the case of the barrel, of the wine press, because there's an extra loss there. You're also losing the chulin. He says, the ika have said chulin. Maybe that's Rabbi Shu allows it there, because there are two issues. Issue number one is, you're right, this truma is going to be destroyed no matter what. Issue number two is that if I let this truma fall in, I'm also going to be messing up the chulin. So maybe with combination of those two things, that's where Yeshua allows it. But who says he's going to allow it in the case of where there's no impact on chulin? It's just one issue. So that's where Rabbi Yossi argues. And I guess Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Meir are going to focus on the chulin. Just focus on the truma. What's happening to the truma? Okay. The Gemara asks, so the Gemara asks on that, Maskifli Rabbi Yirmiyah, a different question. He says, Masnisa Nami. He's going to say, wait, if you're so concerned about a loss of chulin, our Mishnah also has a loss of chulin, because it takes more firewood to burn a larger amount of truma. If I'm allowed to burn, I'm burning the truma gedola, the truma tahora with the truma tamea, and there's going to be hefset chulin there also, because I have to burn.
Why? You're going to have to burn it anyhow.
So he says, Maskif Rabbi Yirmiyah, Masnisa our Mishnah will burn the truma chametz. Nami ikah hefset the eitzim. You also have the loss of the eitzim, because if you forbid burning them together, I have to make a separate pile of wood. In other words, it's either one pile of wood. I said it wrong before. It's either one pile of wood or two piles of wood. So that's why. So Amr Leah Husaba, so that Oso Zakein says to Rav Yirmiyah, no, lehesem eruba chashashu, lehesem muat lo chashashu. No. Extra, Rav Yossi says there's a difference. You know, losing the entire vat of chulin wine, that's a hefset meruba. Getting a few more pieces of firewood and putting it and lighting it, that's a hefset muat, that we're not going to be concerned about. And Rabbi Yeshua might say, no, the hefset is a hefset. Yet machlokas would be, what's considered hefset meruba, what's not, is very subjective. And you could have the same amount of loss for one person is a hefset meruba, for another person is not a hefset meruba. So, okay. So, that ends up finishing that first part, where we try to figure out what midivrayim meant. Midivrayim either meant answer number three, which was Medivrei meant from Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, and where he said that the Vlada Tumah there was a Vlad, was only Tamei de Midrabanan, and therefore Rabbi Chanina was allowing you to burn something that's Tahor de Oraisa with something that's Tamei, and there Rabbi Meir extrapolates and says, I can burn the Truma Tahora with the Truma Tamei on Erev Pesach. Answer number five, which also stood, was he learns it out from Rabbi Yeshua, who allows you, B'yadayim, to go catch the Truma wine in a Tamei vessel, because if it's Holech Le'ibud anyway, so too the Truma, an Erev Pesach, the Truma Torah, is Holech Le'ibud anyway, so you'll be not concerned of you being metameit by burning it with the Truma Temeya. Okay, so now, and then we have Rav Yossi who disagrees. Rav Yossi forbids you from burning the Truma Tahora with the Truma Temeya during the sixth hour, because during that time period, it's still the Oraisa, it's Tahor, it's not to be lost. But Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Machlokes B'sheish, he says the Machlokes, Rav Meir Rav Yose, is only during the sixth hour. Right, according to Rav Meir, during the sixth hour, you're allowed to burn the Truma Tahora with the Truma Temeya, and according to Rav Yosef, you're not allowed to do it, because in the Torah, it's still muteris to eat it. But Aval B'sheva, at the seventh hour, when now the Isser Chametz is an Isser Chametz mit d'oraisa, l'divrei hakol sorfin, everyone is going to agree, you can burn them together. Logic might be saying is that you're comparing something that's usher to eat to something from halachically, it's also from something that's usher to eat from a tumah standpoint. Once it's usher to eat, it's usher to eat, and they don't have to protect it anymore. So Amar Leih Rav Zeira Rav Asi. So Rav Zeira says to Rav Asi. Now again, we're going to answer number three and answer number five. According to which answer, three or five, does Rav Yochanan's statement fit in? Right, Amar Leih Rav Zeira Rav Asi. Name a kasavar. Let's say that the Rav Yochanan says that the case of our Mishnah is like the case of Chanin Skana Kohanim. The case would be where it's a Tumah de Rabbanan being burnt with the Tumah de Oraisa. Why? Nema kasavar Rabbi Yochanan masnisin be'av ha-tumah de Oraisa. It's an av ha-tumah de Oraisa, therefore that touches the Sam Torah Rishon. Uvlad ha-tumah de Rabbanan. And it's a Vlad ha-tumah de Rabbanan, it's a Shlishi de Rabbanan. And therefore, nevertheless, we're allowing this Tumah de Rabbanan to take on the status of a Tumah de Oraisa becoming a Sheni. Umay midivrayim, and what midivrayim mean? Midivrayim would mean midivrayim b'chanina skana kohanim. I mean, he would be looking for option number three that we had before. Why? What does that mean? Because from the fact that Rav Yochanan says, I'm going to get this right, the fact that Rav Yochanan says the machlokas is during the sixth hour, it's mashma, that's only during the sixth hour did Rav Meir allow you, to burn the tahora with the temeya, because it already has a status against the Rabbanan. But during the fourth and fifth hour, when the chametz is still mutter to eat, even midrabanan, Rav Meir would forbid you from burning the truma tahora with the truma temeya, even though it's sofa holech le'ibud. If he held like shita number five, then even during the fourth and fifth hour, he should be able to burn it together, because it's going to be destroyed anyway. Now or later, it's going to be destroyed anyway. The fact that he only says you let it burn it during, you let it burn it together in the sixth hour, shows he's learning like answer number three, which is that something that's tamei midrabanan, I allow you to make a tamei on a d'oraisa level, right? But that's why it proves that he holds like answer number three. Now, Amar Lei, so Rav Asi, should that be the case? So Amar Lei, Rav Asi, in, yep, that's Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan's statement, who says that the argument between Rav Yossi and Rav Meir is only during the sixth hour, but during the seventh hour, Rav Yossi would agree to Rav Meir, and during the fourth or fifth hour, Rav Meir would forbid you from burning it. He holds, like the answer number three, he holds that the case in the Mishnah is a case of Midavrayim, is from Rav Chanina Sekana Kohanim, a case of Truma Darabanan becoming Truma Daraisa. Itmar Nami, we also learned this in the Beis Medrash, it said, Am Rav Yochanan said, explicitly, Mas Nisan, our Mishnah, according to Rav Meir, our Mishnah is a case of the Ava Truma Daraisa, where the Ava Truma is the meat is the Truma Daraisa, Uvlada Truma Darabanan. And the second piece of meat is the Truma Darabanan, and we're allowing the Truma Darabanan to become Tamei on a Daraisa level. Umay Midivrayim, and what is the word Midivrayim? So he says, Midivray Rav Chanina Sekana Kohanim. But also, remember we mentioned before, we said, oh, why Midivrayim? Divrayim is only Midivarav. And we answer, oh, it's from the, because of Rabbi Yeshua. And we answer, no, it's Midivrayim Relaz Rabbi Yeshua because they have a machlokas. Why don't they ask the same question over here? Midivrayim Chanina Sekana Kohanim. Chanina Sekana Kohanim is one person. It's Mishuvim Midivarav. It's the same, I don't understand why I ask the question here. All right. So he says, Uba'avatuma Umay Midivrayim, Midivri Chanina Sekana Kohanim, Umachlokas Meshesh. And the machlokas is by the sixth hour. Aval B'sheva, in the seventh hour, Divrei Kol, both Rav Meir and Rav Yossi agree that so from we can burn the chametz, and Rav Meir would agree, in the fourth and the fifth hour, you're not allowed to burn them together, because they're, at that point, they're not even talking about Midrabanan. It's not even Asar Midrabanan, it's Mutter. Rav Meir is only learning, extrapolating from Chanina Sekana Kohanim, who allows you to take something that's Tamid Rabbanan, and put it together with something that is Tamid Araisa. Okay. Lema Misayele. Let's bring a proof. So a proof to what? Let's bring a proof that according to everybody, in the seventh hour, you... No. It doesn't. That was the whole... It says Midivrayim. It says Midivrayim. Who's Midivrayim? So that we went through five possibilities of what Midivrayim is. That was the whole daf. That was the whole thing. So one of them is we rejected Rabbi Akiva for sure. Rabbi Chanina we allow only if we say that it's a case of deraisa the Rabbanon. Or Midivrayim means Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer. And that also makes sense because the next statement of the Mishnah... Case number five. The next case in the Mishnah is Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. But it's ambiguous. So they're trying to figure out what it is. I think you're right. I think Pashup Shah would mean Midivrayim means the people we just discussed. But it doesn't work. That's what the Gemara went through the whole exercise because it just doesn't work. I mean, it does work if you turn it into a deraisa the Rabbanon and then it's only Rabbi Chanina. So now we have Leim Misayele. Maybe we have a proof to Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan said, according to everybody, it would be permitted to be metame the Truma Tahora with the Truma Tumeya on Erev Pesach in the seventh hour. Meaning once something became Asur Bachila de Oraisa, you can then destroy the, you don't have to protect the Truma anymore. I think that's what it is, right? Leim Misayele. Right, so the Gemara says, what's the proof? Remember we had this brice, this part we just brought down also. Pigel v'noser atame. These three things, right, these three things that are tame, that are kachim, that are tame and have to be burned. Meshame omrim, ein nisrafim ke'echad. We don't burn them together. Ubeis hil omrim, nisrafim ke'achas. Beis hil says, you burn them together. So you burn them all together, we have no problem. So Rav Yossi can prove from here, that say that Meshame beis hil, their machlokis is only by kachim psulim. All right, but Truma, I thought this proof was simple. I thought from Beis Hillel you say that anything that's already Tamei and Doraisa, you can burn them together. Something that's already Asur Midoraisa, you can put them together. Isn't that what it is? The same thing as before. You're supposed to not actively add tumah to something. Like a Kohen's tummy, he's still not supposed to go into the basic forest. It's already tummy mace. You still don't allow him to go any further, to add to it.
Right, so how are you adding to it?
What? You're touching it with something else that's tummy.
Right, but
Not necessarily. No, you're right. You're not adding a level. You're not adding another level. Right. Right. Bishami says because you. Because not, he says you're not allowed to take pigle and noser and make a tummy. Pigle and noser aren't necessarily tummy. Let me retract. Pigle and noser have an iser in them. They're supposed to be burnt. The other item is tummy. So by burning them all together, you're adding the tumma onto the pigle and the noser. Okay. But over here, so he says, Lemim Sayele, that you have a pigle, a noser, and a tummy. Beishami omim enis rafim ka'achas. Because he doesn't want you to take the tumma meat and have that tummy go onto the pigle and the noser, despite the fact that it has to be burnt anyway. And Beis Hillel says, Nisrafim ka'achas, you can burn them anyway. So you see from here, who were the Rashi?
It's supporting Rabbi
Yochanan. Right. There is no Rashi. I think it's supporting Rabbi Yochanan. Because you see from here that the Machlokes and Mesham Beis Hillel is only by Kachim Psulim in the Torah. Right? But Truma, in the 6th hour, is only Asami the Rabbanan. Even Beis Hillel would agree that you can't mix it together. But Rabbi Yossi would agree. Yeah, it's simple. Once something already became Tameh, and it's us, and it's already usher, he doesn't care that you're burning it together. Okay, so much says no shani hasam. It's different there by pigle and noser. There you're allowed to. There Rabbi Yossi would say you're allowed to take the tameh and burn it together with the noser and the pigle. The istlahu tuma de rabbanan, because there's already a tuma de rabbanan status, meaning the pigle and noser already have a status of tuma de rabbanan. The tznan ha pigle va noser metamei seyadayim. It was a takanas chazal that pigle and noser are metamei the hands. We really want to prevent the Kohanim from creating Pigle and creating Nosar. And we know the Kohanim, for whatever reason, were very careful about Tumah Tahara. They didn't necessarily care if somebody got killed. Remember the story of the case, I think, in Yoma, where someone gets stabbed running up the ramp. And he was worried about the knife more than his son that was killed. Tumah Tahara. So if we tell them that Pigle and Nosar is going to be Matame in your hands, then they're going to stay away and not make things Pigle and Nosar. So we already put in this idea of tumma by pigle and noser, so maybe over there Beis Hillel allows you to burn them together because it's already tame. But who says necessarily that by the case of truma tameya and truma tahora, even after chamit, even in the beginning of Pesach, you allow them to burn them together? Maybe still to keep them separate, albeit it's going to be destroyed anyway. But who says you allow them to put tumma into it? So it's just not a raya from over there. So now the Gemara says lin misayele, maybe it's a raya from here. That everyone agrees that you can burn the truma tahora with the truma tameya after the 7th hour, because you have the following case: hapas sheifsha v'nifsala milechol adam. So I think it's the bread gets moldy. Ifsha is moldy. How's it translated? Moldy, spoiled.
Moldy.
Okay. Hapas sheifsha v'nifsala echol adam, and it can no longer. It's not edible. It's not edible for human consumption. But still, royal achilas kelev. So it's royal achilas kelev. It still has a din ochel, and therefore it's mekabel tumah. Okay, that's important. So nevertheless, it's mitame tumas ochlim bebeitza. If it became tameh, it could, if it's the size of a beitza, it can then transmit tumah forward. Right, mitame tumas ochlim bebeitza, and nisrefes im hatameya bepesach, and it can be burnt with the tumah tameya on Pesach. I'm assuming that this pas is truma. Right, nisrepes im tamei bepesach. Even though while you're burning it, it's going to touch with something that's tahar. Nisrepes.
If it was truma, could you get the hanara of giving it to your dog to eat?
Not on Pesach. Not like a hanara from chametz. So what's the case? So you have, why is this going, what's the case over here? So you have this pass. What is the pass?
I think it's...
Right, Rashi says, Nisrefes ima tmei bepesach, vafilu hu hi truma tahora. Even though it's truma tahora, you can burn it with the tmeya on Pesach. So you're taking something that's truma, you see from here, that you're allowed to burn it together. So maybe Rabbi Yosef would agree that you're allowed to take the truma tahora on the 7th hour, and burn it. So the Gemara says, no, it's different. Shani hasam the afra ba'almahu. No, it's different because there, once it's so moldy, it's not even considered food anymore. It's considered afra da'alma. So it's food enough to be makabal tumah, but it's not food enough to be considered ochel, and that you can that therefore it's not ochel, and you don't have to worry about burning truma. So therefore, even if this is truma tahora, you would be able to burn it with a truma tibeya. But that's no raya necessarily to the seventh hour, where I have something that's where I have a good non-moldy piece of truma tahora to burn it with a good piece of truma tibeya. So the Gemara says, ihachi, if that's the case, my moda. Okay, going back now, Rabbi Yochanan said, right, according to, going back now. So going back, we said that Rabbi Yochanan must have held, by Rabbi Yochanan saying that Meir and Rabbi Yossi only argue in the sixth hour, proves that Rabbi Yochanan held answer number three in our Mishnah. That Rabbi Chanina Sganah Kohanim was talking about a case of Tameya, of something that's Torah Doraisa being brought with something that's Tamei Doraisa. So too, you can do it on Erev Pesach because it's only, you can make something that's the Rabbanon and burn it with something that, and make a Tamei on a Doraisa level. So Ihachi, my Moda. What is the language in the Mishnah becomes problematic, because the Mishnah then said, Moda Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. But if Rabbi Meir is not discussing Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua at all, he's Midavreim, he's from Chanin Niskanah Kohanim, where's Rabbi Yossi coming in to start saying, why is he bringing Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua out of left field? According to answer number five, Rabbi Meir learns Midavreim from Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar. So we understand the continuation of the Mishnah that has Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar. But now, if you're learning it out from answer number three, what does Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua have anything to do with the Mishnah? So Hachi Ka'amalei. So this is what Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi says to him, listen, even according to Shita Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu Rabbi Yeshua de Mekel, even if you want to tell me that you're going to have this case of Rabbi Yeshua, who's Mekel when it comes to burning Truma, something that Truma, putting Truma Tahora with Truma, he's Mekel and allows you to do Matame Truma Tahora in certain instances. Nevertheless, he Mekel, when is he Mekel? He's only Mekel Betuya, if it's a suffix Tame. But if it's Truma Tumeya, Tluya B'Tumeya, about Tahora Tumeya Lo, but if something that's Tahor, completely Tahor, is not going to allow you to be Tamet. What are you talking about? Ihachi Amayin Min Amida. Mida Medin, Amida He. That's exactly our case. What are you talking about, Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Shua's case exactly was a case where there was Truma that was Tahor, and he allowed you to be Tamet. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, okay, I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, and we'll just do this last little piece. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, I'm going to now completely reinterpret the case of Rechanin Niskanah Kohanim, and by reinterpreting the case of Rechanin Niskanah Kohanim, going back to square one, then Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yossi fit. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah Hacha. What's Rechanin Niskanah Kohanim? It's bebasar shenitma bimashkim shenitmu machma sheretz. So the question is that you have a item, the meat, that became tamei with liquids. The liquid touched it, and then I think a sheretz touched it. I think that's what it is. And then, right, you can tell me then sheretz touched it. V'azdar of meila tamei, Rabbi Yossi tamei. The problem is now we have liquid that's in here. So a sheretz touched it, and then a sheretz kept liquid, and then it touched the meat. So the problem is, can the liquid convey the tumah? Right, because does liquid convey tumah on the Doraisa level or the Rabbanan level? Right, it says, apologize, there's a huge Rashi here. Oh, yeah, it's like 2 minutes. Okay, so Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Hacha b'basar nitma b'mashkin shenitmu machma sheretz. But other Rav Meila Tamei, Rav Yossi Tamei, each goes Shitaso. Rav Meila Tamei, Rav Meir, again, Rav Meir, who allows you, who learns that from here, that you can burn Truma, you can burn the Truma on, the Tamei Truma and the Torah Truma on Erev Pesach, he's going to say, Damer Truma's Mashkin, the Tamei Acherim, Midarabanan. Truma, the idea that Mashkin can be Matama other things is only an idea Midarabanan. Midaraisa, liquids, cannot be Matama other things, either, even food. So therefore, our case would be, where the meat touched mashkim, that was tamei, the meat now is only tamei midirabanan, right? And nevertheless, the second piece of meat, nevertheless, from Chanin Niskanah Kohanim, permits you to burn it with something that's tamei midaraisa. But Rabbi Yossi l'tamei da'amar tuman mashkim l'tamei achayim midaraisa. He says, no, when you add the liquid becomes a case, the liquid conveys tumah on a deoraisa level, so the second piece of meat is tummy on a deoraisa level, and he's only allowing you to burn something that's tummy deoraisa with something else that's tummy deoraisa. So then you, Rabbi Meir, cannot extrapolate from this, from you, can't extrapolate from this case, because I mean, he can't because he holds a different shita, but if you hold like me, Rabbi Yossi, the item that became tummy in the Mishnah, it was tummy on a deoraisa level. Right, so it only allows you to burn something that has a psul d'oraisa with something else has a psul d'oraisa. Chametz on Erev Pesach in the sixth hour is only pasul midrabanan, so you can't prove it from there. Rav Meir says, "Don't argue with me. I say that with the liquid only conveys to the Rabbanan level. So the case of the Mishnah is like it's similar to case three before. It's something that's at the Rabbanan level that's now been it's really Torah Doraisa. It's allowed to be burnt with something that's Torah Doraisa. I'd make this thing and I can move the Rabbanan into a Doraisa. So too the case in Erev Pesach. This item which is also to be eaten during the 6 hour, it's only also me the Rabbanan. I can allow you to burn it with something that's Tamei the Oraisa. Okay, and then tomorrow we're going to continue with the Machlokes of Meir Rav Yossi about whether or not Mashkim, things that are liquid. Tomorrow gets really hard. We get the liquid. With the liquid can be conveyed to them on the Oraisa or the Rabbanan level. Okay, stop here. Everybody have a good day.